Random House Audio presents Eat It to Beat It, written and read by me, David Zinczenko. Hi, folks. Thanks for dining with us tonight. We've got some delicious specials for you. Our featured pizza comes on a dough built partially from plastic foam, topped with additives made from human hair, duck feathers, and the desiccated abdomens of beetles, and finished with a delicate dusting of silicon dioxide. You know it as sand. And for the kids, we have a yummy selection of ice creams blended with wood shavings and flavored with extract from the anal scent glands of beavers. And as always, your meal comes free with a chef's selection of more than half a dozen chemicals that are only suspected of causing, but let me emphasize, have not yet been 100% proven to cause obesity, hyperactivity, asthma, cancer, and diabetes. Wait, can this all be true? Are we feeding our kids anal scent glands and human hair? Yes. In fact, as well as more than 3,000 natural and artificial chemicals approved by the Food and Drug Administration as preservatives, additives, and artificial and, quote, natural flavorings. Wood chips, beaver anuses, and beetle bellies are natural, so they're among the, quote, natural ingredients you might be enjoying tonight. So if you're wondering why watching your weight has become so challenging, why all the diet foods and the low-carb this and low-fat that aren't making a difference, it might have to do with something more than your willpower. It might have to do with the fact that much of the food we're buying is filled with things that only vaguely qualify as food, and that marketers and manufacturers are using a remarkable array of tricks, tools, and tactics to fool us into buying their products. In fact, as more and more Americans...